came across a truly astounding shaila today related to this past week's parsha as well as to the Daf Yomi that we've been learning in recent days. To preface the shaila, let me share with you the following astounding story. In Sefer Toldos Adam, which is the biography of Rav Zalman of Volozhin, Chaim Volozhiner's brother, in Perek Ches, the following story is cited, that on one occasion, Zalman of Volozhin was at the doctor. The doctor saw he had a white spot of skin on his foot. And the doctor said, I think we need to excise that piece of skin. And Rav Zalman of Volozhin said, I'm sorry, to me it looks like it is a baheres, a negatzaras. The din is, hishamah b'negatzaras, you're not allowed to excise a negatzaras. And that isser is noeg even bizman hazeh. And therefore, he said he refused to allow the doctor to remove that piece of skin. Astounding story. The question that I saw posed then was the following. People have sometimes skin discoloration. Maybe vitamin D or vitamin B12 deficiency. Maybe it's sun exposure for a prolonged period of time. Maybe it's vitiligo. People have various reasons why they might have some white spots on their skin. Is there reason to think that one cannot have that spot removed because of this iser of Yishama b'negatzaras, a lav to remove a negatzaras? As astounding as that sounds, but that seems to be what Rav Zalman of Volozhin was machmir for. You look in the Rambam, Hilchos Tumas Tzaras, Perek Alpha Lacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Tzaras or Habasar is that a spot on the skin becomes white. And he writes, Vetia Halav Nunis, and the whiteness should resemble Kikrum Beitza, either like we saw in the Gemara recently, the white of the membrane of the egg, Umikrum Beitza Ulamala, or whiter than that. Those who've done Daf Yomi, you know that the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah Negaim four different categories of shades of white. There is the Baharis, white like snow. Se'es, white like wool. Hechel Sid, Sid HaHechel, white like lime. And then finally, the last one is the Krumshel Beitza, white like the membrane of an egg. So Rambam says, well, anything that is white as the membrane of an egg or whiter, that's Tzaras or Habasar. And Rambam says further, in Perek Yud, if somebody removes any such simen tumah, either all of it or part of it, by excising it from the skin, as an example, that's an iser lo sase, says the Rambam. So is that relevant bisman hazeh? That's what Rav Zalman of Volozhin seemed to be choshesh for, as astounding as it seems. And although the Rambam does tell us that with the gabe, the iser of the din of tzaras begadim, it's not relevant to big deyakum, the gabe din of tzaras habayis, it's not relevant in chutz laretz, but tzaras ha'adam, as long as it is a Jew, tzaras is relevant, l'chor it seems, bizman hazeh too, in Eretz Yisrael, outside Eretz Yisrael. So what do we make of this? So this question was asked by and written up by Rav Gamliel HaKohen Rabinovitz, not the one who people know perhaps from Yerushalayim, but this is presumably a relative of his, in Bnei Brak, the author of Sefer Pardes Yosef HaKadosh on Hanukkah, Rosh Hashanah, and other such svarim. So he said he consulted his brother, the author of Sefer Kerem Eliezer, Big Bucky and Taras, who said he has a few cheshbonos why it should be makom lahakel. Here are his arguments. Tosus on Daf Hamid Beis and Shavuos that we came across not too long ago in the Daf Yomi. Tosus says he thinks that when the Gemara speaks of the negatzaras as being white as or whiter than the membrane of an egg, that doesn't mean anything whiter than that. It means dafka if it fits into one of the four categories. White as a membrane, white as lime, white as wool, or white as snow. But in between those four categories, that doesn't count. It's got to be one of those exact shades of white. Now, if you told me that anything whiter than krum beitza is considered tzaras, okay, so I can more or less figure it out. But if it's only dafka within those four categories, not anything in between, okay, so who's going to tell me that this is exactly that color? That's one suffix he writes. Another suffix he says is the following. We saw this just today in Daf Yomi. The Rambam says, "V'lo mitama at sheyihya mar hanega amok me'or habasar." You look at the discoloration on the skin, and because of the coloring and the contrast between the skin color and the white has to look like it's a deeper level although not actually, but it has to look like it's deeper or further away than the skin. Okay, so how is one supposed to know if the nega tzaras on one's skin nowadays, if you want to call it that, is in fact marel amok min ha'or? That's another svara that he says, perhaps lahakel. Here comes the fascinating one. This was a chiddush to me. Hashib shat, nega tzaras. One looks in the Taharas Kohanim, the Haya Bi'or Bisaro, the Pasuk says, Melamed, Taharas Kohanim says, that teaches us, Shehu Mitzta'er Mimenu. The person who has Tzaras is Mitzta'er from it. What does that mean that he's Mitzta'er from it? So the Ravid understands this to mean, the parish of the Ravid and Taharas Kohanim understands this to mean, that because the Pasuk doesn't say Bahaya Ba'or Besor Tzaras, says Bahaya Ba'or Besor Nega Tzaras, Alma Choli Shemitzaerhu. It's painful. Tzaras, he says, was painful. And then one bigger Chiddush, the Taharas Kohanim then says, Minayin Shafacherim Mitzta'arim Mimenu. How do you know that even others are Mitzta'er because of him? Well, what does that sound like? I thought it meant others see this poor fellow suffering, Nebuch, they feel distressed as well. Says the Ravid, no, others are mitzta'er too. Why? Meirecha, because it smells. Fascinating. Tzaras smells. Never knew that. So says the Ravid, Perish and Toros Kohanim. Tzaras is painful and it smells. So says of Rabinovitz, today's the white spots on skin are not presumably painful. They don't smell. According to the Ravid, it doesn't count as tzaras. Granted, the Rambam doesn't make any such mention of this condition that tzaras has to smell, it has to be painful. But according to the Rabbi, you have another sniff lahakel. And finally, a Chidusha Rashba, also recent Daf Yomi, Daf Hem Ebeiz. The Rashba assumes we had a machlokas of Bikiva and the Chachamim with regard to the four Maros Nega'im. According to the Chachamim, the Rashba's Mechadesh, he thinks that Sid Hechel, the lime-colored white, which is a tolda of the Baharis, which is the snow-colored white, and the se'es, the wool-colored white, which is also, according to the Rabbanon, an av, the Rashba says he thinks that the Sid Hechel and the se'es are the same shade of white. That's what he writes. The same shade of white. He asks, what's the difference then? He says the difference is b'mishushan, the texture. Also a chiddush, the texture of different Maros Nega'im is different than one another. Okay, so with all these kulas combined, Rabinovitz suggests, well, if you want to ask about the white spots on skin today, number one, according to Tosus, are you sure exactly what shade of white it is? It has to be Dafka, one of those four categories of white, not anything in between. Number two, he says, according to the Gemara, the Rambam, the Pasuk, it's got to be Omok, Mareha, the appearance has to be deeper than the rest of the skin. Is that always the case? Number three, according to the Ravid and Taharas Kohanim, it has to smell, it has to be painful. That's unusual. Not likely to be nowadays what we're talking about. And number four, according to the Rashba, it has to feel different. The texture has to feel a certain difference in the texture of the skin. Also, not always the scenario. And so he asked his brother, he said, but Lamaisa, Safik Darais Luchumra? Maybe I should be Machamir because I'm not sure entirely not to remove this spot of the skin. Says he asked Chaim Kanievsky, and Chaim said to him, that bismanazeh, we're not bikiyim bimaros, there's no need to be choshesh. So Rabinovitz asked him, why not? It's a suffix daraisa, it's tzirlosase, hisham b'negatzaras. Reb Chaim said, ein tzarech lochosh, rov hamaros, ein metamin. That was Reb Chaim Kanievsky's psak, which is the way I would want to leave the discussion. For some reason, this author then adds, he says, even so, he thinks, because it's a shal v'nisolav daraisa, maybe one should be choshesh l'chumra. Worst case scenario, covet abrios, have a non-Jewish doctor do it, but derech grama, a hin in the hair. I don't know that that's the chumra, that that's the minig of ha'olam. Nowadays, I think we're no like Chaim Kanievsky, clearly, that we are not choshesh for this isser lav in this scenario. But that story of Zalman of Elazhin still stands out as being an astounding story nonetheless. Then again, Zalman of Elazhin, he knew exactly what was Baharis, he knew exactly what was Negat Tzaras. He perhaps was able to say with confidence that this is an issur lav d'oraisa to excise this piece of skin. But for the rest of us, Avraham Kanievsky certainly seems to be the general minhag ha'olam.